Yes, Longchamp is in a way more difficult because, of course, he's writing at a much earlier period. And he has a sort of poetic way of expressing himself, whereas Mipham is easier, it's more kind of systematic. Longchamp often uses quite difficult terms, and the way he sort of, different categories. So that, for instance, in the section on the Tathagata Garbha in the Shintachempa, which is the auto commentary to the mind, finding rest in the nature of the mind, he talks about, in fact, I've got the term here. He makes two he makes a distinction between in two kinds of rig. I may as well say that translating texts on Buddha nature is very complicated because we don't have obviously acceptable terms that capture really the word gotra in Sanskrit, rig in Tibetan, or kam or nyingpo and so on. So we oscillate between potential or the element or the nature and so on and so forth. We're talking about the same thing, but from slightly different aspects. So he makes a distinction between the rangshin nepe rig, the naturally present potential, meaning the Buddha nature as it is present in the stage of sentient beings, and the drupi rig, which is the Buddha nature that is. That becomes manif is made manifest through the accomplishment of the path, the jaldre, the fruit that is the fruition that comes about through the removal of adventitious veils. And then Longchenpa, he loves subtle fine distinctions, so he divides the rangshin the rangshin nepe rig into two. He talks about the Chenye Rangshin Tunepirig and the Chechen Rangshin Tunepirig. And the Chenye Rangshin Tunepirig is actually two aspects. These two distinctions are two aspects of the rig, of the potential, of the nature. The Chechen is the Chenye is from the emptiness aspect, and the Chechen Rangshin Tunepirig is from the appearance aspect. So immediately, Longchenpa starts to talk about the Buddha nature very much from the point of view of the great perfection. And so, and this is always in the background. His understanding of Madhyamaka, his understanding of the Buddha nature, is always from this point of view. And of course, this is taken up by Mipham himself. Also, and that actually brings us back to the relationship between the second and the third turning of the Dharma wheel, because when people talk about the Buddha nature, they think the Buddha nature teaching is just a matter of the third turning, and it is in opposition to the Madhyamaka of the second turning. Whereas if you see from this point of view, from Longchenpa's point of view, the second turning is actually the emptiness aspect of the Buddha nature, and the third turning is the appearance aspect of the Buddha nature. And so the two, that's why the two are actually inseparable. So it is sometimes said, for instance, that when you're talking about the practice of the Buddha nature or the teaching of the Buddha nature, on the level of the sutras, it's mentioned. It's even implied in Madhyamaka, where the ultimate truth in itself is what is called as the absence, what's defined as the absence of mental elaboration, tredrel, as distinct from the megak that is propounded by some other schools. From the Nyingma point of view, and I think from the Kagyu point of view too, The ultimate truth in itself is this state of the absence of mental aberration, which comes about through the simultaneous refutation of the four extremes, the tetralemma, Nagarjuna's tetralemma. When that happens and the mind ceases to be ordinary, that is the Buddha nature. Trajal is Buddha nature. Trajal is the nature of the mind. Trajal is primordial wisdom. The Buddha nature is primordial wisdom. Right? It's kind of stated, it's implied. And also, in the sutra level of the third turning, it is not that developed. I mean, even in a text like the Gulama, it's descriptive. But it doesn't actually, as far as I understand, it doesn't actually lead you into the experience of this. I mean, could be if it were taught by, in a certain way by a teacher. On the level of the Tantra, it is much more the way to activate the Buddha nature is more explicit, where the Buddha nature is actually identified with the Shigyu, the ground Tantra. And and on the level of the Great Perfection, it is explained in great detail. And so you have, on the one hand, the emptiness aspect. On the other hand, you have the luminosity aspect of the Buddha nature. The emptiness aspect is activated in the practice of Trekcha. The luminosity aspect is activated in the practice of Togal, where you have, it leads you into a direct vision or a direct experience of what is in fact the Buddha nature.